What is up? We are possibly virgins, but definitely teenagers on the, let's say, third season of Teenage Virgins. Because it's been a minute. It has been a fucking minute. Since when?
It's been since February.
Since February. And we don't got Joe because it's actually snowing up to like our knees in fucking Kansas for some reason. So he's stuck at his house, but we got Claire.
Yeah.
Okay. So
they got me.
Claire is kind of a new addition to like fucking, she's just a guest mostly on this podcast. She might become a reoccurring guest.
Oh god, because I'm just funny like that, I guess.
Alright, so we gotta get some topic questions. We gotta get some like what?
That'd be really cool to look at if you're tripping off acid.
What?
That poster over there?
The one? Or the, which one? There's a few.
That one right there.
The Star Trek one?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. We gotta kind of continue our conversation.
Oh, about the... Okay. All right. So Claire asked, do dudes, like, take turns with each hand?
Like, they go left to right, like, beating their shit. Like,
and, I mean,
switching it off, you know?
From personal experience, I can say that I have. I don't know about...
I can personally say yes to that.
Yeah, I've definitely gone on like, and off. Jack, you can, we also have Jack in the audience. Let's just...
Audience boy?
Jack can pipe in every so often. But, yeah, it's definitely something that has been done.
Okay, but like, say you one of your arms gets tired.
Yeah, no, that's
like,
why you just go to the left,
bro. You're like, shit, bro.
It doesn't feel as good. It doesn't hit as bad. Like it's.
Well, like sometimes you be thinking like
is it
like
different?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, hold up. But it's like it depends.
I'm so confused.
It's a guy thing. It's definitely
guys
a guy thing. It's definitely a guy.
You gotta have a penis to know. Okay?
Oh yeah, that's a stress ball, dude. Give me it real quick. That thing is a godsend.
Is your camera?
Squishy.
Nah, we just recording voice. So
that sounds like some good pussy, bro.
It's 2022, and I'm pretty sure the last time we made a podcast, it was like 2021, 2020, right?
Yeah.
Some shit like that.
I wish my titty was this big. This thing is a stress ball.
Nobody's gonna understand that. It's a stress ball, bro.
It's squishy.
Did I not tell you this is good titty size?
Right.
This is literally
that is
the
actually
perfect
like
titty size. It's like just great titty size, bro.
What if a titty was this jiggly?
Dog. Good job. Good on you, bro. You got the perfect titties, then. I'm sorry.
Imagine
you
use those for breast implants.
Nah, bro. That'd be... This
you
thing...
get such a bad infection, bro?
I mean, like...
Probably.
What if you did, like...
Well, you sterilize it.
Cap.
Nah,
the
you
rubber,
still
the,
get...
the rubber on the inside of your skin... Like, they use, like, medical shit, don't they? They use, like, medical, like,
silicone?
Plastics and stuff. Yeah, silicone. This is... like coated and shit, bruh. Like it's got paint and shit. Like if this goes underneath your skin, you're probably gonna like get hives and like AIDS and shit, bro.
What if you wrap it
in what plastic wrap?
In the silicone.
Bruh, not the plaster wrap.
In the silicone. I mean,
in theory,
if
it popped, you'd get about it.
Nah, if it popped, it wouldn't because the silicone. The breast implants, literally, you can like push like. Like that shit, like but with a knife and it won't pop.
Bro, I want to go on the like dark web and see a bitch like just
nah,
stab someone's implant.
I've seen a bitch getting popped. I've seen
it.
A bitch get hurt. I've gone on gore.com.
Really?
Yeah, no, I've gone on gore sites and just watched. No, not even Live Leak, dude. Just like realgore.com, bro. Vinny and I just went on that one day. We were like, bro, do you want to see a bunch of people getting fucked up? Nah, they got everything up there. They got like, you're good. They got like people getting chopped up. They got cartel executions. They like disbot. They like. They cut up this lady, like limb by limb, and like just as a message to her village. I was like, "Ew, bruh!" And like, there's just so much shit. There's like soldiers forced to suicide. There's everything on there, bruh.
How would you record that shit?
Right? Yeah. The cartel. It's definitely to send a message. Like the cartel's evil, so it's like, I don't fuck with the cartel.
Shit, if I needed money, I would hop up in the cartel.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not the. It's not like the drugs or anything. It's just the rape and the kidnap and the shit like that that they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what bothers me.
Genocide,
bitch. What? That's it, that is so deep.
Cuba's not the only one that's done genocide.
I know.
Genocide is like millions.
I know, but I mean, there's been different genocides, not just.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah. But like, the most recent.
No, it's definitely not the most recent.
By a person?
There was one in 2013.
Brazil. Wait, what happened? What about Brazil? Y'all know, like, Brazil was in chaos a few years
ago? Bruh, I would get me a Brazilian bitch, bro. Them bitches are so fine. Like,
yeah.
Hold up.
Why are we changing this?
Sorry,
guys. We went from war and, like, famine to, damn, she fine.
He mentioned Brazil or something, and I was like, damn. I started thinking about it, you know? Because, like, damn.
Right? Nah, I mean, Brazilian girls are pretty fine.
I used to play this game on my, what's that cube thing called? The GameCube or whatever?
The GameCube?
Yeah, and, like, there was this map where it was a fighting game, and there was, like, Brazil, and, like, it was really dope.
Was it Street Fighter?
I don't know what it was. I just know I fought people. That's all I know.
I had this Spider-Man game on the GTA. I think not on the GTA. On the fucking GameCube. Bro.
Not on the GTA.
I think I've talked about it on this podcast before, but the Spider-Man game on the GameCube was like one of the most satisfying shits to play because you can unlock Venom, and you can go throw around cars and like kill cops and shit, and just like in such badass ways, and you can just swing around. And it's so like stress relieving. I'd come home after like a hard day of middle school, fight my brother, and then just get on the GameCube because I fought him over it. I was just like, I'm getting on it first, bitch. And he'd be like, I just got back from high school, motherfucker. Like, you know. Oh, shout out Alex if you're listening to this shit. It's been a minute. Let's see here. We could do the shout out section. We haven't done a shout out section in a minute. Shout out people that you might think you could plug this to. You know, shout out Lauren. Shout out Janie, the OGs still. Shout out Vinny. And
Lauren, you're hot.
a lot of people think that. She's literally had people come up.
Trying to fuck. What?
She's literally had people come up in the halls like, you're really pretty, and then just walk away. Pretty. And she's just like, thank you, and doesn't know how to respond.
Bruh, okay, me either. How the fuck do you respond to, like, compliments all the time? Like, thank you, like, damn, I get really nervous too. Like, what you supposed to say? Right. Not thank you? Like, thank you? What else you expect me to say? Nah.
Just like,
can we talk about how dudes don't get complimented as much as women?
Oh, that's a good topic. That's a good topic.
It is.
Good ass topic.
I do.
Sexism. I feel like dudes compliment other dudes more than women compliment dudes.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why we gotta be gay with the homies.
Yeah, like for real, because we don't have any other like, unless you have a female.
I think you're just gay, Jack. Hold up. You don't have to be gay with the homies, man. You just gotta be
complimentary.
That's the word.
It depends on how long you've known them, though.
I mean, like, Vinny and I have definitely been past the gay phase. No homo, though.
No.
What you asking for?
You tell me you have a fucking gay phase.
You won't go right there.
Nah, there's definitely been gay phases. People have gay phases.
So would y'all have a threesome together?
Hell no, it's not that. No. We're not like that gay. It's just like a bro-ship on a different... shout out all my homies' moms, low-key. Because...
Some of the bitches be hot.
Nah, it's not even that. It's just they let me chill with them. Like they just be cool, you know. They just be
your brightest fuck.
Mad cool.
But if I want to go back to it, but I don't know if I should keep talking about it.
You shouldn't.
Then I'm gonna forget later. You know my memory's bad, man.
What do you want to talk? Go for it.
Okay. Listen, where the fuck did Vinny go? All right, Jackie boy, the fill-in. Okay, I was thinking, like, what was I saying? Okay, you said it's gay with you and Vinny, but if...
No homo on this. I got fuzzy socks on. I would get naked around Vinny. But, like, I wouldn't, like, actively stare my mans down in a sexual manner.
Helicopter.
Yeah, and I wouldn't actively, like, just watch my mans in a sexual manner. It's only gay if it's, like, your sexuality.
Right.
Not your, like...
Because dudes do be showering together. Yeah, like
naked and afraid, bro. If I had to do that shit, all right, bro. Shit, that's your whole balls. I guess I got some too, but homie. Like, it's not a fucking it's not that weird. It's just bodies.
It's kind of different for guys.
Yeah.
Do you guys clean, like, actually on your...
Yes. You gotta do like the good pinch and twist. You gotta take the little what's it called, the little puffy thingy, like the
floofa
thingies, and just.
I'll never be using those.
Really, bro? Nah.
You cuff it with one your specific hand to clean
one.
It?
I have one specific one that I put like.
There's soap on them. They're clean.
Yeah, but like, I like my balls smelling good, dog. I use like body wash on them bitches, bro.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay.
Well, no way.
Yeah.
We're using body wash to clean our bodies.
My dumbass used to think body wash went my hair.
Oh.
I was like, body.
I used to clean like that.
I was like, body. Body means head too, so I'm just going to send it, bro. I didn't know what shampoo was for a second for like a week, and I was like, I need to start using that.
Oh, I was going to say something.
Say it.
No, it's about my ex, bro. Like,
go for it.
No, but your ex don't listen to
shit.
Well,
you already called out Jordan. Call out yourself.
Well, he's not really my ex. Like, okay, listen, bro. So this thing was gonna happen with this guy, bro. And right, I pulled down his pants, or he pulls down his own pants because, like, he done gave me head. I mean, okay, it was good. Okay, right? Okay,
I'm still here.
I'm sorry.
Why the man body still
but
here, bro?
I pulled down his pants, bro.
You can speak up a little louder than that.
It smelled like cheddar cheese, bro. I don't think he cleaned his teeth, bro.
What you just walked back into, bro? I don't know why, bro.
But like, I'm not no hater, so of course I'm not gonna like expose him and be like, yo, shit stank. Yeah, but like, I was like, I'm just not feeling it. Can I go back home?
Oh damn!
So like, I don't know if he just doesn't know to clean his balls.
Yo,
like,
yo, earlier today in the drive-thru, Jesus Christ, Jack was asked the simple question: do you want to make your meal a combo or a sandwich? And my man says cheese. He goes, combo. But you just answered with cheese, bro. You just answered cheese. With cheese.
That's all I want to
talk about. All right, we're going to take a quick intermission. And we're back.
Bitches be tripping.
Bitches be tripping.
That's all we got to say.
That's all we got to say. So, let's see here. Vinny.
Yeah.
What's been going on with you? What's some recent events? Because it's been a whole year, about a year since the podcast. You know, speak up. Damn.
I don't know. Looking for a job. Got a girlfriend.
Oh yeah, like... we're back with the girlfriend. Weren't you dating Haley during one of the podcasts?
Nah,
that was freshman year. We didn't even have the podcast freshman year.
We have a sophomore.
You dated Haley twice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a freshman year.
Okay. Let's talk to you a little.
Oh, God. I don't know where this air is coming from, though.
Oh, over there. And there. Mm-hmm. And there. And there. I like a bunch of other air things.
Oh, damn.
Questions? Let's go with some questions. All right.
Jack's
the question, man.
Jack boy got the questions for us.
What's something people seem to misunderstand about you?
That I'm a bitch.
Some people think I'm 19.
Really?
No, a lot of people think I'm gay.
No, dead ass.
Actually, yeah. No. A lot of people I meet ask if I'm gay.
Oh really? My god.
You've never given me those vibes.
Yeah, Vinny always gives off like short, buff shouldered man vibes.
Masculine vibes.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Okay, sorry for that pause. But we're back. And there's this thing that I've been doing where I'm too lazy to go get, like, bottles of water. So I'm just drinking out of gallon bottles. And I've been doing it for, like, a few months
now. I just heard him literally gulp that shit.
Yeah, no. Like, a few months. Like, I got this gallon of water.
That one's hydrated over there.
Yeah, no, it's pretty crisp, low-key. It's, like, cool. Vinny and I were busting, like, just drinking out. He had a glass, and I was just like, you want some water, my boy? But Yeah, that's
kind of... Where the fuck did he get the glass from? Upstairs. I was like, hold up.
I'm just a caveman. I don't got glasses at my house. That's not my phone. Where's my phone at? Oh, that's a reflection of my...
I don't even remember what we were talking about.
Me neither.
We had a pause. Something happened.
My mom came in. We were
talking about something.
Oh, there's my phone.
I don't know, bro.
I don't know either. But, we were having, you asked a question, Jack. What was the question?
Yeah. What's something people misunderstand about you?
Oh, yeah, Vinny was talking about how people think he's gay.
Bro, I don't even get it. Like, I didn't think I put off those vibes.
You don't.
You really don't. So it's like, just people walk up and are like, are you gay?
Maybe they're
gonna. Not like that, but like people dudes. That like say that they know.
I've had a gay
me
dude hit me up. I've had a gay dude literally give me a snap.
I've also had that.
It was at a China buffet. And he was just like,
Morgan, you give me more gay vibes than
right. I feel like I give off more gay vibes than Vinny.
But Jack is the most.
Head ass. Holy shit!
Most homosexual out of all of us. Not like respect.
I get more bitches than Jack, y'all. Respect. I just want you guys to know this.
I'm trying my best.
No, I'm playing. You got this bad bitch coming. I'm manifesting for him right now. Hey, this bitch, but I'm not gonna say name. I'm not gonna say no names. But he know what to talk about.
My
I've been working on it. I've been working on it. Yeah.
Yeah, he putting that working on.
I mess his games and shit. I thought she'd be listening to this. It's fine.
I thought she'd be listening to this.
Bro, okay. When I used to play PlayStation, I just realized what I was like. How I was talking. when I played PlayStation a lot, everybody thought I was a big black dude.
The insurance lady thought I was like in my mid-20s. She was like, okay, and how old are you, 20? And I was just like, no, I am 16. This is like before my birthday. I was like, I am 16 at the moment. I am 16, about to be 17 on Monday. And she was like, oh, my goodness. And she was like, I got to go do a bunch of paperwork. Hold on. And she just like sounded so disappointed. But moral of the story, don't crash your car.
Oh, yeah. They don't even know about
that. Yeah, I can talk about that. I can talk about that. I'm just learning a lesson.
Yeah.
It's not nothing people don't know about. Don't drink and drive. This is a PSA. Yeah.
Don't let your friend drink and drive and not wear a car seat belt or whatever.
Yeah, what was it?
I wasn't wearing a seat belt when we crashed.
I wasn't wearing one either.
It was literally all three of us in the car. No.
I flew forward watching you fly forward.
Dog, I didn't know that you guys flew forward.
Bro, I had the fattest bruise. My whole body hurt. I couldn't even go to work, bro.
I'm so sorry.
I lost money because I am.
It's okay.
He learned a lesson.
Learned a lesson, I guess.
Not to drink and drive.
Definitely.
And try to drift or whatever he was doing.
I was not. I literally locked my brakes because I stomped on them. Okay? I wasn't trying to drift it. I literally locked my brakes because I stomped on them. I took the corner.
Well, all I know is we went flying, went through a fence, and then
hit a car.
Didn't
go through a fence?
We went through a wood fence, bro. There was a fence.
What do you mean? What do you mean we didn't?
We literally went up the curb, went flying up.
I don't
remember. Hit the fucking fence.
I don't remember.
And then hit the car.
I don't remember hitting no fence before.
Yes, bro. We went through a whole fence. It was a wood fence.
We were on top of that fence.
Yes. Dude, you'll probably see it in your freaking video.
I thought that was like the dude's driveway for some reason.
We went through a whole fence, fam.
Damn. Yes.
I knew it was over because like right there, bro, I was like, I don't even know what's coming for us next, bro. Because I didn't know there was a car back there.
And then that dude came out.
Dude, me and Vinny almost, we thought this dude...
Don't talk about that. That's too much right there.
Why is he calling me? Hello? What up? Oh, fuck yeah, I'm making a podcast. Duh. Bet. Good looks. For sure. Mwah, bye. I'm gonna get drunk.
Sweat.
Sweat. Okay. Anyways, so actually, I haven't drunk. I've been really nervous, not because
I've been wanting to, I just didn't want to drive.
No, you don't need to anymore, bro. No.
I don't understand what people think the thing is with like trying to tell me what they can and can't like make me do, like what I should do.
I'm not telling you what you have to do. I am putting my opinion out there that I feel as though you I feel as though you shouldn't be relying on that to
No. I'm just saying like not to rely on it no more. I'm just saying like just to get drunk for a night.
Okay. I'm well, you like, were relying on it.
No keys.
Well, dead ass. But I'm talking like, better to like hang out at Shania's or some shit.
Oh yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm glad.
Like have a good time, not crash
What's
my car.
What's that dude's name again? Not crash my car. What car?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh no.
What dude's name? TJ.
Yeah.
TJ's house.
Yeah.
I got that Addy still on my phone.
Bro, fuck off.
Chris is still texting you?
Bro, Morgan, you missed it. Oh, Morgan, you know, you went on like a little break and I gave you your little break.
Oh, wait,
you know?
I had some distance, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Bro, fuck the fact that I can't even get fucked, bro. That's where I'm at in life, bro.
Fuck not getting fucked.
Dude, quote me on that. That's going to be my senior quote. For real, that's his girlfriend. Bro, but that's gonna be my senior quote. Fuck the fact I can't get fucked. Senior quote, bro. Oh, my shit is gonna go hard, bro. They're gonna be like, huh? They're gonna hear me like saying doing weird noises, and they're gonna wonder why I'm just making weird noises. I promise I'm not weird.
No, that's just Claire energy.
Claire energy. Like it or love. Wait, hey. Oh, that was the fucking ball, I promise. What was that?
Love it or hate it?
Love it or hate it.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck bitches, get money.
Fuck bitches, get money.
Fuck bitches.
Fuck bitches.
Get money, money. On that note,
dude, give me another question. Dude, why does it sound like that?
Let's get another question. Oh, my God.
I just hung up on accident. Damn. God damn it. Oh, bro. Fuck. Fuck. Now I gotta. Why you just ignore? God damn, bro! I don't know what to say.
On a podcast, give me.
I'm doing a podcast with the bros. Nah, I'm doing a podcast. Hold up, hold up. I can't talk.
I'm doing hot girl shit.
Hot girl shit.
I can't talk shit right now.
I'm doing hot girl shit. Next question.
I bet. Okay, if you got a billboard, free billboard, what would you put on it?
I think I'd put, if you're reading this, you're dumb as fuck, and just like see how many people
just
and
like,
then no or like
text
or,
white
no
background.
No, I would definitely put like somebody that I don't like their phone number up there and be like, hit me up for butt sex. That'd be
a
funny as hell, bro.
One?
Like not even a picture. Oh, maybe like a fuckboy picture. Yeah, and then just a number. Just hit me up for butt sex. I'm in your area, dude. Just see it go off. That'd be crazy.
Claire.
Wait, what was the question? Goddamn.
If you could get a free billboard, what would you put on it?
My ass, Leslie. That's my best asset on my fucking body, head to toe is my ass. And you know what? I'm gonna be like, cash at me or OnlyFans. I'm gonna get an OnlyFans and I'm gonna put it my at, and I'm just gonna put my ass
just,
on the billboard.
You mean just make an OnlyFans at billboard?
There's a chick that did that.
Yeah, there's some. Yeah.
Oh can. Damn, she just had my thought.
I'm drunk.
What a weirdo.
Right.
Oh, I'm playing.
Vinny?
First of all, watch how you fucking talk to me.
What's he saying? Damn.
I said I didn't block your number. He said clearly. Like, clearly my ass, bro. Shove it. You're clearly up it. What? Chris, bro. But we need to go 7 hours without a word, and my shit's just sending green. I don't know. First of all, watch how you talk to me. Because I'm grown, bitch.
Say
billboard,
dude, probably like the sick ass screenshots, like a 5 skating shit.
Just a bunch of skating
just
shit.
Like, it's just like a bunch of skating.
Website.
Oh, no, just no, skating.
Just skating shit?
Just skating shit.
You're gonna have to... actually, Morgan, I thought of something. Sonic stories. Tell a Sonic story.
Ooh.
Them bitches.
Alright, let's see here. Alright, there's this one time that I served this dude a orange cream slush.
Hold on.
And he was in this raggedy-ass Jeep. This dude was just like, I don't know, he wasn't giving off the vibes. So I walk up, and I'm like, I got you, my boy. I got you. I was like, I read him out his receipt and everything. And he goes, where's my sandwich? I'm like, he was like, I wanted a burger. Give me that shit back. You can't keep doing that, bro. And so my man's literally was like, I wanted a burger. I was like, I can go ring you up one. He just starts sighing. He's like, and just waves me away like he doesn't want to talk to me no more. I was like, all right. So I just went back inside. And then fucking, I hear the, I have a headset on. So I hear the beep of the drive-thru. So I answer it. I'm like, hi, welcome to Sonic. My name is Morgan. How can I help you? And then all I hear is, I've been to 5 different places wanting a sandwich. And nobody's giving me a fucking sandwich. Fuck you. I'm pulling up to the drive-thru window to flip you off. And then all I hear is just his raggedy-ass Jeep go, and then just pull up. All I see this dude's fucking fat-ass sausage-looking arm just flipping me off. And the first thing that I did when I heard it in the drive-thru was I just yelled. I was like, everybody look at the drive-thru window. Somebody's going to flip me off. And then everybody just rushes to the window just to see this raggedy-ass dude flipping me off and then pull away. It was a great experience. That was the only angry customer that had actually done something. Sonic store. I got tipped Fireball. just some dude in a Viking. Like, he looked like a Viking. Just straight up, like, had a handle of Fireball. And he was like, here you go, my boy. You just take a shot. I was like, oh, shit. Okay, bet. Took it as a tip. Went back to work. It was pretty good night.
Pretty good tip.
Pretty good tip. That's a really interesting happen to Sonic other than just dumb shit.
Drama.
And drama. Not really drama. It was pretty cool there aside from like management drama, I guess.
Yeah, unless until you fucking left.
Until I fucking left. Yeah, when I left, everything went to shit. That was funny.
But Stacey be staying then.
Stacey be staying. And Bailey. Bailey's back. Bailey's fire as hell. Shout out Bailey. question second or question third, my boy.
I ran out of questions.
Damn.
Vinny.
Yeah.
You had a job.
I had a job. Yeah.
You had a job.
He shoveled pet shit.
And mopped floors. I don't have fun stories.
You don't have fun stories?
I called and talked to Vinny for like 20 minutes while he was at work one day.
It was like 40, bro.
40?
Because, like, it was really slow, and I had an extra.
Was I drunk?
No, it was like...
Or is it just... We were talking about Apex or Siege or some shit?
It was the night that you went to the Halloween party. It was right after that.
Yeah.
When I was finna go, and then I'm fucking my dad didn't
know. Just got everybody hitting you up, yeah.
We could literally steal Cold One's podcast ideas.
I mean...
Just fucking get blasted.
Plastered. I can't. I'm gonna be on probation. You guys can. I could just be your fucking dedicated, you know, sober person. Yeah.
There has to be one of them.
I guess. That could be good. I could just take care of you guys. I'm done with that. But, like,
cold. Dude, podcast? I need to do one of these podcasts when I'm tripping balls. I have a lot to talk about.
You do.
Oh, God, I do.
I like to talk. Everybody likes to talk.
So you work with fucking kids. You got stories.
You been spit on yet?
Nah, I had a clean up throw up though. Like, this motherfucker, bro. This motherfucker was in the jumpies, bro. And like, so my building's really big. So like, he was in the jumpies in the far back. And he just starts running, bro. Throw up coming out of his mouth, fam. He was just running with it coming out of his shit. And his parents were like, not doing shit. They were just like, oh, like mouth open and shit. And I was like,
just seagull,
bro, get the kid, bro. I was like, I go running over there. Like, I was about to fall. I only had fucking socks on, bro. I go get the fucking trash can. I'm like, here, bro, here. He just starts throwing up all up in the trash can, and then I'm the one who has to clean it up.
Oh my God.
Like, bro, and these parents just stare at me like, I'm sorry, like, bitch, fuck you, clean it up yourself.
If you were sorry, you would help.
Literally, they didn't want to clean up that.
Did they at least tip you?
No, bro. I don't get tips, bro, for working there. I get paid well. I just don't get tips.
That's tragic.
Right.
I gotta find more questions.
But yeah, I don't really have like
work stories.
Work stories. I mean,
yeah, it was mostly just developing like friendships. I met this dude named Ryder. He was like this really silent dude. Just always just silent. Nothing to say. Even like when everybody was talking, he'd just be in the back. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? I need to make this dude laugh at least once. And the day that I got Ryder to chuckle at least, bro, I was so happy. I was like, I was like, my life is complete at this moment.
My life would be complete like, if my tits were this big.
No, I'm talking like I got the dude.
He's not actually grabbing me.
I got the dude that like,
damn.
Like it looks like.
Damn, bro.
That's like an implant, bro. That's not good. That's not good.
Hey, what were you talking about?
Ryder being like super secretive and quiet, and then I finally got him to laugh, and it was like, damn, bro, my life's complete.
These are some mid ass questions.
What's some more mid ass questions?
I'll give you motivation.
Right. What the so fuck kind of question would you give us that, bro? Goodbye.
Skip by
the door. Leave.
Not even fucking questions, not notifications. She'll start something.
Just silence.
Oh, a good we question. Can talk about pet peeves. Because I know that's a big-ass fucking thing.
Bruh, you want to know my biggest pet peeve, bro? And everybody can get hit and swung on, dog?
You gotta back up for that.
Sorry. Listen, I'm sorry. I get hostile. Like, I get angry. Like, nothing boils my blood more than people popping their knuckles, fam. Like, bruh, why? Oh, Vinny, I swear to God, bro. I swear to God, I will beat your ass. Like, I don't know what it is. It just sounds like people are, like, breaking their fucking bones or something. Like, it's just disgusting. It's not even, like, healthy. Like, you guys are going to have some brittle bones, and I'm going to be a granny, like, 80 years old. Like,
powerlifting.
Oh, God. Like, going on my strolls. You know, you see those old ladies, like, when you're driving.
Yeah, my neighbor Mabel, she made it to 99. She walked 3 miles every day.
Literally, oh God, that's died
this
I'm
year.
Be.
She died this year, bro. She made it to 99. I literally watched her go on walks with her nurse.
And guess what? I bet you nurse. She didn't pop her knuckles. That's why she lived in 99.
Oh, no, she had arthritis, dog. She was popping 24/7. She would
see,
get
exactly.
Up.
Y'all gonna get arthritis.
No, she got up and her hip would get. And I'm like, damn, bro.
I would throw up.
Yeah, nah. And then she insulted me on Halloween. She was like, you're too old for Halloween. I was like, All right, maybe.
You're too old to be walking, bitch.
Yeah, no, I really want to hit her with
get
the.
Get your cane,
home. I really wanted to hit her with the. I really wanted to hit her with the. You should be in a nursing home. You're too old to be living on your own. Like something
too
like
old
that.
To be living.
Too old to be living, just in general, but you know.
You didn't have to go that hard.
On gang.
Yeah, it ain't even on God. It's on gang.
What's this time that I just snap back on this girl?
What?
No, there's this girl that she was gonna like insult me, and then I just like insult. I just went in like fully, and just like.
That's why your mama did.
I think it was Peyton.
Bro, fuck that bitch, Peyton. She and if you listen to this podcast, ho, I still want my money, bitch.
I literally, bro.
You lucky I'm 18.
I forgot what I said. Honestly, damn, I can't even remember at this point.
Because I would slap you, ho.
Well, these are some mid-ass questions.
Oh, God. Let me tell you guys about how this girl owes me money. Okay, listen. So this girl owes me money, right? And it's because, she doesn't even owe me money. She owes my friends money, okay? And I got a problem because, you know, my friends are my family, bro, right? So I'm trying to get this money, bro. She broke. She's just broke, bro. Like, she, like, got nothing, I guess. Like, I hate to be this person, bro, but don't borrow money if you don't got, like, anything to get back if you can't pay it back. And the problem is it's over $100. Like maybe if it was like
just 20, it wouldn't be so bad. But girl, 100, it's fucking insane. It's fucking insane.
It's just tripping.
That's what I'm saying. And then all her little sophomore friends want to come up to me. Are you guys still friends? Like, bitch, no, get away from me.
Get
away. Why?
So annoying. Girl, you never realize how annoying a lower classman is until you are an upperclassman.
Yes.
Bro, I was annoying as shit as a freshman.
Right?
I can tell you that right fucking now.
If I feel like senior me would have wanted to beat freshman me's ass.
Right?
Like,
there's just no Wi-Fi, bro.
Because I was a fag.
I only got one.
Like, treat me not. I was a fag. And, like, that was the only time I had, like, confidence in myself and shit. Because, like, I was actually skinny in freshman year. Because I hit the gym, like, every fucking day.
Jack boy was getting big.
And I had motivation. And I just don't go to school.
Yeah. Like, I definitely, like, went through this month of quarantine where that shit just kind of... School was not important. My family was definitely way more important than school at that point.
God.
So it was like, you know, having to take care of all this shit. And it was just like, fuck school. Fuck it. School's dumb as hell.
School is dumb as hell, bro. I hate walking up in campus hallways.
Like,
bro.
I appreciate the teachers. They're just doing their job. But, like, sometimes
some of the teachers.
Yeah, some of the teachers.
Some
but, like,
teachers are fucking...
for real, it's just...
It's
it
not
gets...
even the teachers, bro. It's the people. Like, I get along with all the teachers.
You go to HHS.
The most part,
you go
like,
to HHS because, like, HHS is... Chill people, barely
people.
Any
people,
chill barely people, any people, no drama, like,
no
at
drama.
All.
It's not even that I'm in drama. It's
exactly,
just like
it's
people
just...
love to fucking stare or like cause problems with me. Like,
yeah,
and
so
I just be like,
HHS but... people just keep their heads down, or you're chill with everybody, and it's like, oh shit, what up?
That's how I'm trying to be, bro. But
it's
you walk in the bathroom and you start dabbing everybody up.
Exactly, it's like you walk in, there's like 20 dudes in the bathroom. You just,
nah,
good, mama.
I'm gonna get there and, bro, someone's gonna end up hating me, bro.
Yeah.
I swear.
It's HHS.
If you share, you too.
Fuck it, look like I share.
Then you probably.
I mean, I do sometimes. Like, I mean, if a girl asks to hit my pin in the bathroom, of course I'm gonna be like, yeah, because you know how it'll be. Yeah, I understand.
Religion. That's a big topic.
What do you mean about religion? Like, religion is a very expansive topic.
What do you believe in, Morgan?
Nothing. I'm an atheist at the moment.
I mean...
I'm definitely a spiritual person. Spiritualism and religion are two different things, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a distinct different plane of energy that we are, disconnected from.
Yeah.
I don't believe in nothing. I believe in everything. I don't believe that there's... I mean, I believe there's a God, just not the God that we think there is. I guess.
I'm definitely, like, faith... I've kind of given up on faith, so it's like, I definitely need proof. And from what I've seen in humanity at this point,
fuck,
there's no fucking
religion.
There's
belief,
no,
though.
Yeah,
you
religion
can't have
belief.
Proof and belief.
Yeah, that's why it don't make sense.
And a lot of people think
like,
faith is good enough.
Yeah.
It's not.
Like, it's just,
yeah,
I have a hard time.
Let me get down on my hands and knees and pray. What the fuck is I going to do?
I have a hard time believing that there's just some, like, internal maker and shit.
Bro, and then there's fucking priests, bro. These fucking priests
are
touching their kids.
On my hands and knees.
Priests be.
Funny as fuck.
Bro, priests be having kids on their hands and knees. It's weird as fuck, dog.
Bro, I got baptized once. Okay, this is when, like, my dad was taking me to church and everything. I got baptized, and I thought the dude was going to drown me. Like, he was like, okay, I'm going to stick you underwater now. And I'm like, are you going to drown me? Like, I was so certain. I don't know why. Like, I know
some
people are watching me, but, like,
in the church.
You never know. Like, anything can fucking happen. You can be that one in a million for that thing to happen. Like, on God.
Yeah.
That one in a million, that bitch that just got drowned by the freaking preacher.
Yeah.
Like, come on now.
Did y'all want to know a fun fact?
That'd be a story.
Y'all want to know a fun fact?
What's that?
A priest saved baby, like child Hitler's life from drowning in a frozen lake. And then when he found out that he committed all those war crimes and shit, he killed himself.
Damn.
I'm not surprised.
I literally read that, and I was just like, hey, yo.
Shouldn't have
saved
that baby, bro.
No, he wasn't even a baby. He was like 14.
Yeah,
he was like 14.
That baby wasn't worth it.
That baby was not worth shit,
bro. He was like 14 years old. He wasn't even a baby. He was a teenager.
Let that hoe drown.
Yeah. Bro, honestly,
he's like, peace out, bitch.
Bro, honestly,
sorry, motherfucker.
My own shit.
Hitler low-key, like, committed genocide because he couldn't get an art school.
Like, what a weird way to be like, damn, I couldn't get into college. Well, let's really, go kill the masses.
Pretty much. Like,
and y'all have y'all heard the Anne Frank like
diaries?
Yeah,
I've read it.
Yeah.
Bro, yeah, me too. And like, it's crazy that how she literally lived in an attic for how fucking long.
Not even an attic, bro. Not even an attic. It was like a hideaway. Like, yeah. Probably, like, she was small,
like with her whole family type shit.
All right, Jack has a question.
Do you stand up to wipe or do you stay sitting down?
To wipe your ass?
I don't know anybody that stands up to wipe.
Oh, I got a question. Hold on. I got a question too before we get into this. Do you guys wipe off your tips? Like, of your dick after you piss?
It depends how bad, like, the piss is, I guess.
If that shit be dripping, I'd just be standing there for
a minute. Girls will stick your dick in their mouth after you don't wipe off your tip, bro?
No. If it's, like, a boner piss, it's definitely, like, it's definitely one of those.
Like, that shit.
Yeah, you definitely need to wipe. But, like, if it's just a regular, like, school piss, nah, you just give a good shake. Because, like, you're not putting your dick in no girl's mouth after school, like, during school. You feel me?
I mean, yeah, but you never know. Like, I used to get fucked 2 times a day at school. Like, yeah, you don't, like, know what's going to happen.
Nah, most of us don't have girlfriends. So, yeah, we do know what's going to happen.
I guess. But what if there's that 1 in a million chance where one this girl's like,
it's not going
to
happen.
Hey, if there's any drip, it'll be gone in like 30 seconds.
Yeah, because it'll just dry up from the fucking...
And then you're sticking dry up piss in your mouth.
No, okay,
but like...
You don't understand.
If you're a normal dude, he showered before you fuck you.
Yeah, like...
No.
Like, bro, I be showering every time before I fuck.
But, okay, yeah, period.
Yeah, no, that's polite.
That's just smart. But, like,
if you don't do that, you're disrespectful.
You want, like, HIVs? Fuck no. Like, just take a shower.
HIVs? STDs, bro.
Fuck you, bro.
STIs, some shit like that.
It's both STDs.
UTIs.
UTIs. That's a urinary.
Bro, dude, there was a rumor going around me at school, like, around that school, that I had an STD because I had a UTI after I had sex. Because I had sex with Colin for the first time his freshman year, and they're like, I got a UTI right after, and I thought I had an STD. I did, so I got checked, but... And then I got a UTI test, too, and it was a UTI. But anyways, everybody was telling everybody that I was... my piss was burning, because it fucking was, bro! It hurt to pee, bro, and I was like, I have a disease! But I didn't tell anybody. I don't know how it got out. But everybody thought I had a UTI. Or, I mean, an STD.
Damn.
Maybe that dude told everybody.
He's probably salty.
It was a UTI, guys. I promise I'm clean. I promise.
Yeah.
What were you
we
asking,
got literally
Jack?
A minute.
Oh, it was the. Do you stand up?
Oh yeah. I don't.
Oh, should we have a minute left? Should we pause?
Yeah. We're gonna take a quick second and then come back. And we're back. Do we wipe when we stand up? I can't.
Okay. Do you sit to wipe, or do you stand up to wipe?
I stay sitting, bro.
Who stands up to wipe their ass?
There's a lot of motherfuckers that stand
Jack,
up to
do
wipe
you stand up
ass.
To wipe your ass?
I don't know.
Do you put your dick inside the hole, or it's like place it on the seat?
You can't place it on the, I mean, if you're not pissing, sometimes it's if, like,
nah,
if you have a boner.
You can't piss without a shit.
Yeah. So it's like,
bro,
in the
you
hole,
ever just
bro.
Be hard and it be touching the side of the bowl or some shit?
Yeah,
bro,
it's like,
that's
some
nasty
so,
shit.
It's uncut. You don't know what's under the
moist.
Seat. You just want to sit. You end up sitting like this. You're like,
oh god.
That's literally how it is. Sometimes you gotta get hold up in like the football position, but you gotta
put your legs behind.
Yeah, no.
Bro, Superman in that home.
There's just been the positions you need to be in it's as like a male yogurt. is
Well, I don't have that problem because I don't have a dick.
Yeah, nah, you just gotta sit down, homie.
We could talk about getting hit in the nuts.
Getting hit in the nuts? I mean, I haven't been hitting the nuts a whole lot. I've protected that pretty well.
I've tried to.
But
people just be going
after
me.
You literally got
nut
capped yesterday.
Today.
Damn.
Fucking Brianna. Hey, if you're watching this, fuck you.
Yeah, Jack has feelings. We really need to start a petition. It seems like other people don't understand. Jack has feelings too.
Jack has feelings too, man.
Like, they just
Jack boy got feelings
abuse
too.
Jack, bro.
It's mostly Brianna.
I know.
She was like, Olivia's out of your league. You probably couldn't pull her.
Nuh-uh.
Bro, yeah. She's such a bitch for that, bro. Like, who even fucking said
like,
that
she
shit?
She said that straight to your face?
Straight to my face.
What a bitch.
I'm not.
She started dating Daniel, and she's just becoming an ass.
Damn.
like, I don't understand that, because she used to be, like, this sweet-ass, like, Mormon girl. That don't make no sense.
Mormon girl, bro. Oh, God, bro. Mormon people came up to the door today, bro. Mom was like,
I had the,
fuck
I had,
y'all. Y'all need today? To leave. Yeah, today.
Today.
Again?
Yeah.
I thought that was a few weeks ago.
Damn. Another question? I mean, I've been trying to do s'mores for the last, like, 4 weeks, but it's just not been able to be happening.
Oh, fishing trip.
Fishing trip?
Talk about the fishing trip.
I don't remember a lot of the fishing trip.
I wasn't there.
When we went to the lake and y'all walked on the frozen lake.
We went.
And then the forest the fire.
We went to the lake on 55th, and we went walking across it. I fell in. It was only like knee high, so I was vibing with it. It wasn't even that cold, too.
My socks got wet.
Yeah, my socks and my legs got a little damp, you know. But like after that, we went and found this clearing. After hiking like a mile and a half through the woods, bro, we found this big ass clearing, this big ass dirt mound, and we just, you know, started a bonfire. We put the bricks and like stuff around it, bro. It was cool as fuck. And then the wind, it was really windy that day. So, like, I shit you not, the wind just took the flame and pushed that hoe up, like up, bro. And not up, to the side. And it like caught all the grass on fire. So everybody starts freaking out, bro. Everybody starts freaking out. And then I sprint to the dirt. And I like make it halfway there. And I'm like, you know what? Nah, there can't be any, like, any way this bit of dirt is gonna fucking, like, you almost fucked up my mom's altar.
Oh.
Yeah.
The altar,
you would have been
right?
Dead.
You would have been dead as fuck.
You would have been dead.
But anyway,
really?
Yeah,
yes.
That shit kills you?
Yeah.
Bad juju.
That's for my dad, so, like, you definitely fuck up.
Oh, shit.
I'd probably have to kick you out, low key.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But anywho, what was we talking about? The forest fire.
You would kick me out?
Have to.
Legally.
Really?
I mean, it's literally, like, all prayers and good energy for my dad. And you, like, knock that shit over. So pretty much any good energy and vibes that he would have would be gone.
Damn.
Yeah.
I would just kill that dude.
Pretty much, again.
Part 2.
Take out his energy level. But, like...
Kitty.
Cat.
Forest fire.
Pussy.
Everybody started pretty much, like, tribal dancing on the fire. And then I just stand up. I run back and I'm like, boys... I see Vinny on the way running back, just H pose. This dude literally just poses in the dumbest position ever. And I was like, what the fuck, bro? This man's literally clear. This man's went like this. And then, like,
he looked to the side and he went
so dumbfounded. Jack and what's going on?
You're fucking Iris. Like,
on the fire. So I push over this log and I'm like, guys, all you gotta do is just smother the flame. I push this fat ass log over the flame and it puts it out like that. And then everybody just stops and they're like, okay. And then goes back to Iris jigging. So I have to like move everybody out the way and like put the fire out. And then Vinny starts helping. And then everybody kind of caught on that, you know, roll the log.
I never touched it.
Yeah, Jack just...
There was only three.
Yeah, there was only three, so Jack just kind of stood there. But
and
like,
then we made hot dogs.
We cooked little smokies on the sticks, bro.
Oh, God, that shit was fun.
Those are bomb as fuck.
What? I wasn't going
to
hit you.
Bro, that shit was like... I swear to God, Morgan, if that shit hits my face, I swear to God.
You're like my mom. You guys don't like shit getting close to you.
Yeah, I don't. So get that shit out of my face.
Snatch that hoe. Somebody knock on my door.
That sounded like an ice machine. You got an ice machine in your refrigerator?
No.
Mom, did someone knock on the door?
So I've been playing with this, like, stress ball, and, like, it makes fart noises, and it's funny. I hate to be the kids, though.
This is like middle school entertainment.
I know.
I'm playing with it and it makes fart noises.
Bro, I don't even sound like that. Or it's all like
Mongolian throat singing.
Morgan.
Morgan, we got some raw food.
But you got ice cream?
I got ice cream.
Bomb. Come. Damn. Is that the brownie batter one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bitch.
Oh, bitch. Oh,
shit.
Mm-hmm. Shit, fire. We all like.
Baby.
I like the way that Mike Tyson talks. He's like.
Yeah.
Yo, that man's really just like.
Wipe your mouth.
He's like, I'm gonna bust your ass. This dude literally like talks the most shit. He's like, one time I took this gram of this 3 grams.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, no. He's like, one time I took this 3 grams of fucking shrooms, and then he took it on like the Logan Paul podcast. That whole podcast, he was just like, yo, shit's crazy, dog. Like just. I love the way he talks. I don't know why. There's just something about the way that man speaks is pretty cool.
You like lisps?
I don't know.
Bro, there's this bitch at school. She got the worst lisp, bro. I ain't even finna say names, but bro, she's so annoying. Like, every time she opened her mouth, I just want to, like, tell her to shut the fuck up. Like, girl, I don't even want to be mean, but, like,
bro,
fix
this,
your voice, man. Like, goddamn.
There's this chick that literally got mad at me for drawing. I was just scribbling. And it apparently was loud. And this bitch looks back at me and she was like, could you stop? I'm like.
Bro, that used to be me. Like, I used to really be a bitch like that.
I looked in the eyes. I was like, no. And I went back to scribbling. And then she went up and got in and told Miss Fitch. Miss Fitch told me to stop. And I was like, I'm doodling, bro. What the hell? She was like, where can you sell us?
Where can you sell us?
Fuck you, Miss Fitch.
Fitch pants. Fitch pants. I got ice cream, bro.
Bussin. This is my favorite ice cream.
I hate chocolate ice cream.
For real?
Yeah, I feel like it's, I don't know, it's just disgusting. I'm a vanilla person.
I don't care. No.
No. Actually, yeah.
Yeah, probably not, since legal.
Legal reasons.
For legal reasons, that's a joke. That's
different. That involves
she's
me.
Not, yeah, she's not taking, she's not facing charges.
I don't got no criminal background. I don't have a single thing on my record, bro. Only shit I got is for school. And that's some dumbass shit.
I'm really getting charged. I'm caught, I'm literally telling it, and I'm like, I'm going to get confirmed as a bad kid, registered as a bad kid.
Bad kid pictures.
I'm gonna smile on my mugshot.
Don't they just not let you?
Okay, how do you guys feel about masks when we had to wear a mask?
I don't really care. I mean,
like, it could be annoying, but it's like, oh, well, just do it, get through the day.
Yeah.
But, like, right? Dude, okay.
So, you can say that.
Sorry to cut off the whole story like that. That was for, not podcast ears. Continue, fam.
I think with the mid questions we've had today, I think we're chilling right now.
Conversations.
We've had pretty good conversation for our first return of podcast. My Chromebook's about to die. Anybody else want to shout anybody out?
People here right now.
Yeah.
Shout out to Obama.
Because he's the only one that cares.
You know.
Nah, Obama the only one that cares. Anyways,
Kanye West for president. We can talk about that.
Shout out Kanye. Shout out Jack and Claire for coming in and being guests on the podcast. We really appreciate
shout
it.
Shout out the homie Joe, of course.
Yeah, much love. We're going to have him on the next one. Damn, just got the fuck out of me anyways. That's one of the Teenage Virgins, and we'll see y'all later.